been there. And then you just tell me, really, how far fucking off are we?
Well, we're not even on the spectrum, PA. We're not
even on the spectrum. You wait till we get down below. Evidently, you didn't read far enough in.
PA.
Welcome to the Steelers Realm Podcast. And now, here are the boys of Steelers Realm.
Here we are. Thank you for that intro, Andy. And what's going on, my man, over in home base? Once again, the famous TA and in his home base, home pad, launching pad over there, the train station itself, freight train, aka Joey Porter Jr. Jr. What's going on, Steeler Nation? Your host, three hosts tonight. I'm JT. Good to be with you once again. And we'll be joined by our man, Shane Man, in a little bit as we start our simulcast over in the PSF network as well. But, gentlemen, it's Ravens week. Good to be with you again. How you all doing, TA?
It's black and blue week. It's time to, you know, it's time to pull our britches up, JT. Act like men and get out there and remember what the hell we played this game for. The love of money. Because, by God, they're getting a free paycheck right now.
Not earning it. That's it. Freight train.
No, hey, absolutely I'm looking not.
At it. I'm looking at it this way. We're looking at one more game possibly being down in the season of freaking misery.
Yeah, kind of hasn't been good comfort chair games to watch at all. But, hey, let's head over to, before we get into stuff too much, let's head over to PSF, guys. Hit your blue buttons, and we'll join that broadcast there. We'll start the stream. Anyhow, hey, welcome, Steeler Nation. Welcome to the Thursday night Ravens week broadcast here on PSF Steelers Fans. The team is jumping in together, and we're looking forward to hanging out with you guys tonight. Jeremiah Yoder, evening guys, loving that intro music. Thank you, sir. A band called The Sid with their rendition of Celtic music. It's actually they're from Italy. So there he is on the PSF joining us too. Shane Man, you hearing us okay, buddy?
Yep, I'm all good.
All right, there you
go.
Hey.
All right. We are all in the house. We're getting ready to launch both things out there. So welcome PSF. Steeler fans group and welcome Steelers Realm podcast group. Jeremiah sends his love. Good evening to see you as well. So, yeah, it's black and blue week, guys. I'm excited to get things rolling off. You know, a lot of stuff to talk about today, and we'll try not to kind of rant from any leftover rant, but it is Ravens week and black and blue week, like TA said. So we got a 1 p.m. kickoff, Acrisure Stadium, home game, primetime broadcast on CBS, and you can catch it on KDKA. And Ian Eagle, play-by-play, Charles Davis in color, and Evan Washburn.
What is going on here? What are you doing?
I'm sorry, are we doing something like a podcast? Technical difficulties again on PSFFF. Your podcasting failure.
What's going on?
The technical difficulty was you doing that with your phone, dude.
I think it's user error.
I think so. Operator error there. Now he's gone. Here I'm gone. Okay. That's all right. Anyhow, put the video back on. So Looking forward to it, guys. If you can't watch it, you can hear it on Steelers Radio Network with Bill Hillgrove, Craig Wolfley on color, Missy Matthews and Max doing the sideline stuff. And you can catch that on DV Radio, the Steelers app, or if you're in the Indiana County area, local homegrown radio station here, WDAD. We'll take care of that, FM and AM. So it looks like a nice day, guys. 55, little 30% chance of rain. But overall, we lead that series. And we'll have to confer on some other stats that I heard as we were joining in a Ravens group the other day. Shane and I were able to jump in there and give some Ravens fans a little bit and their hosts a little bit of hell. But, we lead at 33-25. And then, they're 3-1 coming off that ass whooping to the Browns with their rookie quarterback starting. And then us coming off our own ass whooping from the Texans, who we all had penciled in as a win for that game. And boy, were we disappointed in that. But anyhow, the
just
Lions,
a little off, right? Just a little off.
Ravens -4.5 and the over under 38.5. So,
wow, I can't believe they have the Ravens scoring 38 points.
Right? Yeah, that's a lot of points. I mean, I know we just gave up 30, but.
Throw us a bone here, would you?
Yeah. Hopefully we're part of that. Hopefully we'll get our 7-10 points in.
Right. Right.
But anyhow, hey, good to be with you guys and interested to hear our take. And we can kind of reiterate some of the things that we chatted about with the Ravens fans. But it's time for our By the Numbers segment. We'll just keep rolling into it. We've got that coming up. And also Shane is going to take over on our Steelers news and talking points segment. Sorry, I missed something there. Anyhow, and then, of course, can't miss TA's ambulance report. That is an ever dynamic list there. And then we'll get into the game, man. Players to watch out for on both sides of the ball, too. So without further ado, what do you got for By the Numbers, Freytran? Why don't you give you a little segment of music here, dude. Bye.
I'm feeling pretty good about these By the Numbers this week. We'll start off with the number 400. That is the magical number of Canada's offense that has not produced in total yardage in 39 consecutive games. So it's 39 consecutive games that we haven't had 400 yards of offense. And by my calculations, I'm assuming that this will continue to next week, and it'll be number 40. I'm no mathematician, but I have no patterns.
We just made sure we're getting an appearance here.
We were getting a serious echo there. They kept coming back.
A pretty cool beat going there.
That was pretty scary.
It is Halloween here soon.
God, love it.
TA dressed like a bumblebee. Are we good to go now, or what are we doing?
I think so. Sorry.
I think JT's hacking the fans. Mike, I don't know if anybody can hear me or not. Hear me or not.
I have no idea what anybody. Everybody's in and out.
I don't know why we're getting all this.
I just know TA heard because he was flapping his wings.
All right, we should be better here.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to rip that one again?
Yeah, let's get that going, and let's get the real deal rolling here.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I certainly can't hear you or anybody else. Am I by myself right now? What's going on?
No, now we lost Shane. I can hear him, too.
Can you hear me, Shane?
He's on the app.
Shane, man.
Now I hear you, Shane.
You hear me? Okay. Should hear the rest of the crew, too. But we're hearing you back.
And now we've got the echo again.
Well, TA is muted for me right now. I don't know about Freytran.
I can hear you.
Hear you, Shane.
Can you hear me?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just going to continue for the other show that we're doing. So, all right. So I'm moving on to the next one because I know the Steelers Realm podcast at least got it. So we're going to go to 106.5. And that is the passer rating allowed by our top cornerbacks, Levi Wallace and Patrick. I'm not even going to say his last name because he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, so whatever's going on, JT, with Shane, he's having difficulties hearing us now.
I see that.
This is fitting music for
it is. It is
for the clown show. We should. How's that, Shane? Are we on again?
Can you hear us now, Shane? Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Shane's not in here for some reason.
All right, Shane, back out and come back in. Well, how did he hear me say that then?
Oh, man. You know, I was hoping to not have to do any editing, but it looks like we might have to chop a little bit of
technical. Sorry, Steelers Realm podcast.
Yeah. Listen, we got launching. While we're going through this, William Ward, hey man, Timothy Walton, Jeremiah Benjamin, all these guys chiming in, man. Thanks for popping in here. William Ward, hey, hear it on Steelers Radio. Yeah, we'll be listening too.
All right. Shane, I can't hear a single word you're saying if you were talking. All right, moving on. We'll let him figure that out. We'll just keep rolling. Or we're going to have a three-hour show here.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We got the number 48. That is the total amount of drives the Steelers have put together this season. 46% of those 48 plays ended in three plays or less. 50% ended in a punt. And 67% ended in a punt, turnover, or turnover on downs. That is just atrocious, guys, to say the least. I mean, those are terrible numbers. Is there any positivity to come out of that?
Absolutely. I mean,
you're getting exercise.
That our best play is three and out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our best play, three and out. I mean,
right.
You wanted positivity, brother. I'm giving you positivity.
I like it.
Number
like
one it. Call, three and out.
And right. Looking for an identity. Is that our identity? We're the three and out.
Three and out.
Three and out team.
Three and out.
Yes, we hit you, Shane.
Okay. I'm starting to kind of wish this season was three and out.
Our identity is to fail. Our identity is to fail. That's our identity.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay, Shane. If it's any consolation, you're showed up on my screen as famous T. Amos.
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of what I thought. Yes! All right, we're back. Continue. What's the next one?
Okay.
Poor Freight Train. Can't get through a segment.
I can't get through a segment without someone interrupting. Technical, maybe I'm the issue. I'm thinking I'm the issue. We need to
You know what? Here. Timothy Walton picked a great thing. He says, maybe we should go pick up Colin Kaepernick. Yes, and maybe we can play all of our home games in Cuba as well. I like that idea, Timothy.
So, anyways, the number 20. That's Dan Moore's allowed pressures this season. That is tied for the most among all NFL offensive tackles per PFF. So take PFF for what you wish. But I think we see this with the eye test. It's time for the rookie to just stay in, correct?
Oh, yeah. And now he doesn't have a choice.
Well, there's always a choice when it comes to Mike Tomlin, but...
Oh,
yeah. We're changing a lot of things this week. You'll see.
Yeah. But anyways. No, it's like, I think we're going to practice, like, properly. Right? Yesterday?
Well, we'll see.
All right. Now we got the number 11. Since Mike Tomlin took over, we own an 11-2 record, the next game coming off a 20-point loss. Okay? We are 42-11 since the 1970 merger, best in the NFL. So, you're saying that we've got another trend here.
Hey, I'm saying after we get our ass whipped, we come out fighting, baby. Put the gloves on. Let's go. We're ready. Black and blue coming for you.
Oh, my.
We're 1-0 already this year, right, in that stat. So we've already added one win. Why not two, right? Yeah. That's the goal. Yeah.
All right, so that means the defense is scoring 4 touchdowns this week. You're here
first. Shane, we're trendsetters. That's what we are. That's what we're missing. We're absolutely trendsetters.
Yeah.
Do you think we could just put the defense out every time, like even on offense, and just like get to that, like just skip that whole part just so we don't have to waste clock at least?
Hey, didn't Jim Thorpe play both sides of the football back in the day? Good Jim Thorpe style.
Well, I heard this week that TJ Watt took snaps.
At quarterback.
They're just trying to find a wrist thing that fits his forearms.
Well, at least he won't need gloves.
Yeah, have to do that, yeah.
All right, next, we have 2.8. Najee Harris is averaging 2.8 yards after contact per carry. That is the best in the NFL. Well, he really doesn't have a choice but to run with people hanging all over him, so take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least he's out there giving effort.
Yeah. I mean, our own tight end tried to tackle him last week, and he ended up getting like 15 yards. Like, that's good. Like, when your teammates are tackling you and you're still getting yards – hey, what can you say about Najee, right? Like, right. That's a bit.
Exactly. That's right. See, look at all this positivity, Freight Train.
I'm loving it. You're killing me with empty hopes here, though.
He called out the players, too.
He did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, I mean, that's what a leader does. He's a good leader. Right? Yeah. I will give him that.
Well, let's hope it does something.
Yeah. Now, something.
Anything, really.
Now, to round it all out, we have the number uno.
Uno.
For non-Spanish listeners, that means the number one. Okay? That is how many touchdowns we have scored in the first quarter through the first 4 games of the season.
Yes, and it's not a goose egg.
It was so long. Yeah, it was Calvin Austin, right? Or no. Was it?
That was Alex Highsmith on the pick six.
Right off the top.
First play of the game against the Browns. He's the only Steeler to enter the end zone in the first quarter of a game this year.
Let's just keep Canada around for a few more weeks. Sounds like a great idea. I mean,
yeah. And that is by the numbers, folks.
Yeah, there it is, man. Well, good round out. That's some impressive shit. That's for sure. Yeah, Shane, lots going on too, man. What do you got for us for Steeler news and some of the topics of the week so far?
Well, mostly nothing good, guys, unfortunately. You know, it's kind of hard to have much good to talk about after getting your ass beat by 24 points to a team that barely was a football team last year.
True.
But we're going to move on from that. We're going to talk about Canada was upset about CBS, of course, which, of course, he's going to be upset about any media outlet that talks about him right now, because what could they possibly say good about him? But he told CBS Sparrow DDs, I think is how you say it. I don't want to be TA with the pronunciation today, but we're going to go with DDs.
That sounded good to me, Shane.
Departes. Is that it?
I'm not sure. Yeah. But some such big leads. He denies ever saying it. So basically, from what I understand, his explanation was, well, you know, it's not exactly what I said. It was more about the game plan that we came in with week one, about how we didn't expect to get down because we expected to get off to a good start. And I'm like, all right, fine. You may have been taken out of context, but you aren't starting good either, Canada. Like, that doesn't matter what your game plan is. If you don't start good, you got to be able to finish good. If you can't finish good or start good, then we're screwed. Pick one. I don't really care which one. I'll take either one. We're not getting either one from you right now. So, really, who cares, right? Like, does this mean anything to you guys at all?
Yeah, because the thing that gets me is, okay, if you said it, own up to it. But to come back and deny it, okay, we live in a world that news is obscured. Okay, let's put that to the side. But even so, if you come back and deny it, at least come back in full vengeance and say, our team is designed to play against anybody, beat anybody, put up the amount of points right. we want to put up. I mean, blow this thing out of proportion. At least make it sound believable that your offense is the greatest thing since Candyland.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't do that, right? He just kind of tries to go off the technicality, be like, oh, that's not actually what I said. And if you look at what, like, nobody cares, Matt. All right.
Yeah, it's taken out of context. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It just, it doesn't matter. Okay. You just take your lumps. You deserve them and go out there and give somebody something else to talk about besides the fact that you don't think we're built to come back when a team gets a lead. Because guess what? They're right. Regardless of whether you meant it that way or not, you're correct to say so. We aren't because you don't build it that way.
Well, how about talk about talk about something that's going to make your team better? Yeah,
exactly. And then, of course, it's not on here, but I'm sure you guys saw the allegations of him having a Twitter burner account.
Yes,
But that has been debunked because it is not the proper, I don't know the techie word for it, but the address that the Steelers use within the NFL.
Yeah, like
the
IP address.
Right. Yeah, like that's fine. I just think it's hilarious that we're at this point where that's happening, where like they're trying to come up with like things to make fun of him even more. It's like they run out of things because it's been the same stuff. Like, oh, he can't call a game. Quarterback.
I just find it kind of a coincidence and kind of funny how Tomlin sends a guy like Antonio Brown home for being the team distraction his last game here in Pittsburgh and with the whole injury thing and everything. You have one of your offensive coaches being a team distraction for the past couple of weeks, and this man still has a freaking job? Are you kidding me? Not to mention he hasn't built a resume to even keep him around. There's no logic and keeping him on this team. And now he's being a distraction. And not only is he being a distraction, he's pitting the fans in the city of Pittsburgh against the football team. Why are we keeping him around? When you have the fans revolting against the football team over one person, it's time to move on.
Well, now, Freight Train, that's not how big business works. First of all, the inmates do not run the asylum. That's number one. However, the asylum can dictate on how the inmates are ran. So my thought process is, I get it. You want your money out of him. You're not going to fire him midstream. I got it. Then you know what? Change his duties to quarterback notepad holder and coach those guys how to point their finger at the damn tablet. That's all you're good at doing.
Deserve that. Just give him toilets, brother. No,
look, he's got to be able to have a job, and he can't be demoted to water boy. So finger pointer at the tablet. Right.
Janitorial.
And then put somebody else in charge. And it doesn't matter. I don't care. Put Frisman in there because Frisman's getting his way, and we'll talk about how Frisman gets his way here in a minute. But put Frisman in charge there. What worse can he do?
That's kind of the thing at the end of the day, guys, is like, we all know that he's not probably getting fired almost no matter what. But you could take his job effectively away from him without having to send him out of town.
True.
Like, absolutely. We've seen this happen before. Like, guys get demoted and they get moved around and whatever. And, like, Sullivan has coached – like, he's been an offensive coordinator in the league. And, yeah, he didn't have great success necessarily, but he's already better than anything Kansas put out there. So we have guys who could take that on, right? Like, they at least – there's someone in the building who has done this before. And they have access to the playbook. And, yeah, the plays are going to suck still if they keep the same playbook, but they might call them in a better manner at least if nothing else. So, but I don't even want to get –
I'm just afraid of this trickling down to the players more than it already has to where they start using it as a crutch for not trying and not winning football games. Well, we'll just blame it on Matt Canada. He still has an offense. He's still the offensive coordinator. Blame Canada. Get him out of there because pretty soon these players are going to give it up. And I mean, last game you kind of saw it. Muth kind of gave up on a couple plays. George Pickens, his body language doesn't look right. It does not look right at all. It looks like he's giving up before it's even getting going.
Train, in all due respect, George's body language didn't look right the day he was drafted. We don't remember. I don't think that's a fair comparison here, Brain Train. I think you're grasping at straws. So let's move on to the second one, Shane. What's the next good tidbit coming out of Pittsburgh this week?
Of course. So as we brought this up a little bit earlier, but Tomlin stayed after the Texans loss. Hell yeah, we've got to make some changes. That was an ugly product we put out there today. And so we're not going to go doing the same things and hope for a different outcome. His answer in terms of change, put the pads on. These Pittsburgh sissies aren't physical enough. We talk about this all the time with this team. They do not make change no matter what, right? And it's not just a fact of like, okay, well, they don't make drastic changes. A lot of teams don't make drastic changes. But there are simple, very easily identifiable things you could fix with this team right now that they refuse to do. And we can keep talking about it all the time. We're going to have to because we're not going to see the changes. His answer is moving some guys around in terms of where they play and maybe some guys get more snaps or whatever, and then also having a padded practice, that's not a change.
Mm-mm. It's not? Come on, Shane. I thought putting the pads on is a change. It's like if I decide to wear, you know, let's say loafers one day and I want to put high heels on the next day, that's a change. Right?
No, they
changed.
They waived Dez Fitzpatrick. That's change.
Yeah, it was his fault. Sorry. Yeah, Fitzpatrick. Damn it. Sorry, buddy. It was all your fault. We had to get rid of you.
Fault. Yeah. Things will be better now. Fitzpatrick's not on the team.
But they brought him back.
But is he?
Well, the practice squad.
It doesn't count. You know?
Hey, look, like we said last week, you get a 1 week tryout with us nowadays. So even if you look this week, you know, we bring you on the practice squad. You got 1 week to show something, and then we get rid of you. So, I mean, these Pittsburgh sissies, these are our guys, man. This is the team we're rolling out against the Ravens this week. So yins all better get ready for the new sissies, Steel Town.
It's tough to watch, guys. It's just tough to watch. Practice squad, we'll talk about that since we just talked about the practice squad. With the Freiermuth injury, we'll get to that later with the ambulance report. But Hot Rod Williams is brought up from the practice squad to be the third tight end who probably will not play anyway, won't do anything, whatever.
Patrick
back to the practice squad. As well as Denzel Mims, along with Obenna Eze, I think, or Eze, I forget how it's spelled or say his last name. And Noah Gindorf, who actually is another tight end who I liked a lot in the draft this past year, felt like a Steelers type of tight end, so that's an interesting one for me. And then they released Jalen Camp, Jacob Campbell, wide receiver, and Greg Bell, who I feel like has been on and off this team seven times.
I was just going to say, he was off and on and off and on.
They signed kind of forgot back. He was even on the team still.
No, I honestly remember when they brought him back again the last time we were talking about it. Exactly. He's a revolving player.
I think our fortunes might be changing, guys. Noah Gindorf.
Okay, I can't wait to hear that.
Tell me that's not the wizard off the Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, North Dakota State tight end, like 28 years old, it feels like. I think he was in college for 12 years.
Gindorf, the magical wizard.
Are we talking like some abracadabra stuff here, Freight Train?
Hey, I'm willing to pull it all out. I can't take this anymore. I'll do dark magic. I don't care.
Was Harry Potter coming next? Potter?
I know for all you Lord of the Rings, it's Gandalf. So don't come throwing punches at me.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Well, thanks, Shane. That was a wonderful segment. That was very spirited. I thought
so. Oh, there's some more to come on that for sure. Definitely. But
before we do that,
it's time for the ambulance report brought to you by the famous TA. So without further ado, go ahead, let them have it, TA.
Steelers Nation.
My favorite segment.
We are right here knee deep in the MASH unit. Today, we see Pursley Harvin. That's right, Pursley. Because Presley is still in Tennessee.
He will not be playing. However, his brother, throw me a wing, Brad, will be out there for us punting this week. Kenny Pickett, who I know you're all on the edge of your seat waiting to find out how his contused, rusted, aching, bona fide knee is going to do, he's in a brace. He's taking some snaps. He's showing that grit that he'll be on the field. But more to come. Stay tuned. Now, Alex Highsmith. Ooh, that's a late addition. I think he slipped while going into the shower after Canada with the ship. That is just allegedly at this point in time. But it is a groin injury that could have him sidelined this weekend. Now, Cole Holcomb, trying to hold him back, injured his back. He was full participant, so he should be good as well. Dan Moore Jr. did not participate. And as we've learned, 20 pressures, most allowed by PFF, it's probably a good thing he did not participate. However, Chukwuma Okafor, elbow, full participant. That's because he's got the SmackDown coming for the Ravens this week. As we get pumped up. Bring in a little bit of James Daniels, groin, probably not going to see him. Pat Freiermuth, probably not going to see him. Hot Rod and our rookie, who is that? Who is that freight train? The Mount, Indoor, Washington.
Oh, Washington, okay. I was still on the Gandalf thing.
I know, you're still looking at the weed magic. The Gandalf, there's no Gandalf magic here. And then, of course, DeMarvin Leal, concussion. Doesn't look like he's going to make it. I'm not sure he's going to clear protocol, guys. That's just kind of where we're at with the Steelers. As far as the Texans go, everybody looks kind of healthy. I mean, they've got some.
Played them. I don't care if they're injured. I want to move to the Ravens.
Oh, you want to move on to the Ravens? I was kind of hoping we'd go back to the Texans because if this is the sissies, we get a replay. I just, you know, but if we've got to go to the Ravens, we will. All right, so the two biggest ones is Rashad Bateman, false start. Number five, false start. So we got Rashad Bateman and Odell Beckham Jr. Those are the two big wide receivers. However, between the both of them, after four games, guys, they don't even have like 100 yards between them. So I'm not quite sure how they're number one and number two.
They haven't played Levi Wallace yet.
Oh, they haven't played Levi Wallace yet?
Yeah, they haven't played Levi Wallace yet.
Coming to a theater near you. I think if we look at this, the biggest one that, you know, point jumps out to me is Marlon Humphrey. Foot limited, cornerback. We all know who Marlon is. Other than that, you know, they look a whole lot better than what we do right now. So with that, JT, I am looking forward to see who comes to visit me next week here at the MASS station.
The MASH unit.
The MASH unit.
All right.
Where we mash them up, spit them out, and put them back in there to play, JT, because we're not sissies over here on this side of the ball, damn it.
No. But you did call them out earlier.
They are sissies.
Did call them out earlier. So did Tomlin. Called them out. Physicality. I don't know. I think they used that word like 12 times in his presser. Physicality.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying we got to play better.
Look, no shit. I can't help it. He chooses to put them in dresses for practice. That's why I brought out the bumblebee, JT. You need to be flying around.
That's why Rich was calling you out on that, too. So sporting the bumblebee.
This is how we get back in the ring, baby. We sprout like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Well, if it's time to answer the call, this would be a good week to do so. The Ravens, and Shane and I know it, and we were chatting with them. They are a cocky bunch right now. You know, they whooped up on those Bengals, and so, you know, they're just lighting it up. The Browns. And they're just lighting them up. And so Lamar Jackson is all that passing in and their new offensive coordinator and all that good stuff. So, but
JT, there's still a couple more days. He can still come up with a phantom injury and miss this game again.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still plenty of time for that. last minute scratch.
He might be sick that day. He's calling in sick.
Yeah.
He needs to make sure he takes his fiber. Doesn't want to have to, you know, take a crap at halftime like he did against the Browns.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And, you know, we're talking about Highsmith a little bit. I mean, that's one of the points that I said. They were like, T.J. Watt scares the shit out of the Ravens fans. But, you know, they have a plan for them. They say they have a plan. They're going to run away from them. Like, you know, like, Candy, you don't want to forget about the other guy, the guy on the other side.
No.
So when we saw the news that he was nursing a groin, that wasn't too good of news, but hopefully he can still be effective out there and solidify that other side, because you're going to have to contain him. But we'll get into that certainly next. But before we do that, hey, just want to remind everybody, we will be on the PSF app, Steelers fans live broadcast during the game. This was the one that we picked, and we were ready to do that. So in game as well, coming up this Sunday, we'll be there on the PSF.app. If you don't have it, grab it. Join the Steelers fans group in the NFL tab and jump in there with us, man. We appreciate you chatting along. Whether you get happy or pissed or whatever during the game, jump on, share it with us. It's a great platform.
We'll be right there with you.
We'll be right there with you indeed. We'll sync up
happy everything. And pissed off at the same time.
Hey, yeah, like we always are, at least this year, anyhow, too. So, and of course, we're over here on the Steelers Realm podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, or SteelersRealm.com twice a week, post game and pre game, Monday and Thursday. So, just a little plug out there. Anything going on with Steelers Realm, you can find it there, or the PSF.app. In Android version or iOS version. So grab it now. So anyhow, we got to go into it. What's our biggest task? Who wants to take it away?
You know what? I'm going to start with this one. Are you ready, JT? Because this is something that I found very, very interesting as I read this. And, of course, the number one person we have to look out for is Lamar Jackson, which, by the way, it's going to be an anomaly just in the fact that he is going to actually be there Sunday to play against us.
Right. So
that's the first anomaly. However, you know, as we already know, Jackson is a threat with his legs, not necessarily his arms, as we've called him out numerous times as being a running quarterback, even though the pundits want to give him credit for his miraculous accuracy and arm and all that good stuff. But however, because of his legs, that is one of the reasons right now the Ravens boast the best league red zone rate at 80%. 12 out of 15 trips has resulted in a touchdown for them this year. That is very, very impressive and very, very scary, because if there's anything that we have to stop is them getting in the red zone. However, I want to put into perspective just how great the Ravens are compared to the Steelers. And I just want you guys to ponder about this. So Lamar, when it comes to passing, he's 78 for 105. Kenny Pickett is 77 for 127. Not much difference there. However, Lamar has 794 yards passing. Kenny only has 803. They both have four TDs apiece this year. You know where the biggest difference is, guys? The interception. Kenny has four to Lamar's one. Now, knowing that Lamar is their number one running back, here's the other thing that kind of got me. Lamar leads the team with 41 carries and 220 yards in four TDs. Our number one back, Najee, has carried the ball 49 times, 210 yards, and no TDs. Now, when I look at those stats between their top passer, our top passer, their top runner, our top runner, there's not much difference there, guys. So, there is something definitely wrong with what we're doing if the league is making Lamar out to be, I don't know, the third coming of Patrick Mahomes
compared to what we're dealing with.
Yeah, but TA, if you look at the attempts, look at the completion percentage. Lamar's is way higher than Kenny's, and Kenny has more attempts because we're down so much. He has to air the ball out. That's why he's got more yards than him. And then you mentioned the interception.
But you just said it right there. Because we've been down and he's had to throw the ball. What, a whole whopping 22 more times, Freight Train? Are you really going to tell me after 4 weeks, 22 times throwing the ball more to a quarterback like Lamar, who's supposed to be great, is that big of a difference? Come on, Freight Train. You've watched enough football. That's minuscule. Minuscule. Minuscule.
All right. So then what's the problem?
You know what? I honestly believe right now we've got two problems. I think one is this offensive line coach. We have to get rid of this zone blocking. I don't know why we feel we have to do zone blocking. That is not who the Pittsburgh Steelers are. It never has been who the Pittsburgh Steelers are. I want to see more pulling. I want to see more trapping. I want to see more physicality. And I want to see these cocksuckers push them off the damn line. That's what I want to see. So that's number one. And then number two, it's definitely, as we've already beat up here 100 times, it's play calling. You do not line up in a shotgun on 4th and 1 and put everybody at risk, including your quarterback, for 1 yard. If you're telling me you can't make it 36 inches in the NFL, then get your ass off the field, line up for the field goal with the second best kicker in the NFL, and take your 3 points and live to play another day. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We have the talent. We just don't have the proper coaching in place.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's keep rolling here. Zay Flowers, Freight Train, you know, is he going to be part of that equation, that pass and run equation?
Well, he seems to be Lamar's go-to guy when he does throw the ball. I mean, with their top wide receivers battling injuries, like most Baltimore wide receivers do year in and year out, He's been the guy, and he's got extremely, extremely top end speed, kind of like Calvin Austin does. So he's kind of that guy that, you know, can basically run past people, which is not a good thing for us because we seem to have trouble with faster wide receivers. So I'm wondering if this week Zay Flowers gets 150 plus yards receiving
and 2 touchdowns.
And 2 touchdowns to go with that.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, I am super concerned about Flowers specifically because their other receivers are healthier now, and you know they'll get a chance to play too. But quite frankly, Levi Wallace cannot stay with Zay Flowers after 2 seconds. Like if they get 2 seconds to throw the ball, he will be open every single snap if he wants to be. That's just the it's not even a question of like, oh, you know, how good or bad is he right now? He's just a better athlete by so much that there's nothing Wallace can do. Like this is kind of where we're at with this cornerback room is like. Certain receivers are just not coverable for these guys, and he is certainly in that category.
Right.
Me personally, I see this is where King is going to come into play. We're going to see a lot of King this week, and it's going to be up against Flowers. It's got to be. Either Flowers or Andrews, they're going to put King up in there. He's the only one who hasn't been torched so far on this defense.
Joey Porter Jr. could probably stand to get a little bit of playing time, too.
Well, we already know he ain't playing anymore, according to Terrell Austin today. He said, oh, he's not ready to start yet. I'm like, who? What do you mean? Like, neither of the other starters.
Are you just trying to lose games at this point? Are you just trying to lose and not putting your best players out on the field? Are we actually playing for a top pick this year?
Yeah, who's the quarterback you want to get?
Is that the objective?
Yeah, who's the quarterback you want to get this year? Start checking them out.
We'll see. Quinn Ewers should be coming out. we got options. That's for another show. I'm just so done. I'm so done with this football team. It literally gives me anxiety talking about this.
That was really the silver streak, by the way. Just went blasting by you there. That's what that was.
Like I don't understand how you can be this. Consider one of the most prolific and iconic franchises in sports and allow it to come to a crapshoot
Like the thing that that it scares me the most is we're going to F around and this is going to be our identity. And we end up like the New York Giants, who were once a proud franchise and are the laughing stock of the freaking NFL now. Is that the road that we want to take? Is that the road that the Rooneys want to take?
No.
Who said we're on that road, freight train?
You don't see it? Because I sure as hell do.
Preach it, freight train.
All right, well, freight train, then who else do we need? Who do we need to stop then on offense, freight train, to win this game? What do we need to do, buddy?
Well, Mark Andrews.
There we go. Soft middle.
We saw Houston take advantage of our middle linebackers last week. They made Landon Roberts look like a bum. So you don't think, you know, because usually the opponents that we play, at least it seems like this year, actually watch film and make a game plan to attack us unlike we do them. So I know that the Ravens had to have seen what happened last week, and you bet your sweet sorry butt that we were going to see a lot of Mark Andrews on the football field this week.
I'd be surprised if we don't.
He's always had weird issues like catching the football against us for some reason, but he has a couple games a year where it feels like the ball just doesn't – he can't do anything with it for some reason. I'm hoping we get another one of those, but, yeah, I'm certainly worried that he's going to be a big factor too.
Mm. And we definitely need to have hat on him when if they get in the red zone, because he's going to be the number one target.
Yeah. Oh yeah, especially yeah. There.
We get to play yeah. Tight.
Yeah.
Or Shazier when you need him.
Right.
James Ferrier.
Move on to defense here, guys.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Over there. Yeah.
Are we ready to talk about maybe two of the best inside linebackers in the NFL?
Sure, why not? Let's just face them all. Face them all the best.
I see, I wish I could have hopped on with you guys against Baltimore because I would have asked them about Patrick McQueen is next. I'll just take this one.
Okay.
I'll take this lead, TA. You take it. You're waiting for the last one, okay?
Oh, I am? Thanks for letting me know. Okay.
So
Shane, that's your cue. I'm waiting for the last one, Shane.
You got the last one.
I am, okay? All right, Shane. Well,
I'm fine with that. Trust me. I am so for that for sure.
Freight train, we're with you, buddy. We've got your back. You lead the way, buddy.
All right, you follow me. So I was in Baltimore over the summer, and I'm at an Orioles game, and lo and behold, of course, I'm sitting with some Baltimore Ravens guys. And, you know, we're talking back and forth. And I say, man, you guys got some excellent-looking middle linebackers. I said, Roquan's a beast. And I'm like, honestly, the one that scares me the most is Patrick McQueen. You know what they told me? They said, that guy is a bum. I can't wait for him to leave town after next year. Which took me by surprise. Because to me, I thought Patrick McQueen was one of the better middle linebackers in football. I mean, he's a pretty good coverage guy, pretty good tackler. But apparently people in Baltimore aren't very high on Patrick McQueen like I am. So
they like his brother a lot, though, Lightning. So
Patrick. Yeah.
But the word on him is out there. he can only make left hand turns.
Yeah. Weirdly, he can only like turn the corner left. Like if someone's running on the right side, he can't do anything about it.
Right. But he is lightning fast.
I can't believe you did that. Quick. But anyway,
I was rolling with it. I wanted just to see how far we go with it, but yeah.
And look,
since we're already talking about Gandalf, brother,
we were right here. We told you we had your back.
Yeah, right. We had you.
We had you, man.
We'll
keep you propped up.
Yeah. So anyways, he's a second leading tackler to his counterpart, Roquan Smith, making them two of the best tandem inside linebackers in the NFL. Okay. And he leads the team with four tackles for losses. So he's kind of a guy that flies all over the field. I mean, this might only be against us. That's why they hate him the rest of the year. He only shows up against us. Well,
that's the thing, Freight Train. Like, I wanted to chime in there. I think the reason they hated him is because until Roquan showed up last year in the trade, he was one of the worst players in the sport, period, on defense. Like, can't cover anybody, made a lot of mistakes. But with him in there, he can just do what you're saying, like fly around, take chances, do all this stuff, because Roquan's got his back as the cover player. So he does have value for them now, but prior to that, he just wasn't like he wasn't playing consistent enough for to not get burned, right? So they've put those two together and they work really well. It's kind of like Levante David and Devin White for the Buccaneers. Like those two play well off each other because one can handle all the like actual nuanced stuff. The other guy can just fly at 100 miles an hour. So
right, yeah.
Hey, we used to have a guy like that.
So I just went through that.
We did. Like,
ka-chow.
Chow. Was that a pachow?
Chow.
Chow.
Watch out. It is flying tonight. All right. What about in the back end, Shane?
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton is doing a lot of stuff for this team right now. Like, he's not really like a true safety. Still, like, he's playing more actual safety this year, but he's really just a defensive menace for them. He comes up to the line, he has 3 sacks so far this year, 2 passes of defense, a pick, a forced fumble, like, filling up the stat sheet. And this is kind of what he was billed as coming out of Notre Dame, is not like a true, like, coverage, rangy safety, but a guy that was long at, like, 6'4", could get in a lot of passing windows, tackle well, all that stuff. And so far, he's lived up to that for them this year and been a big help for them in the front seven, especially.
Certainly. I can't wait for this next one.
Can't get your tongue on that, JT. Was you thinking about days of old when we had safeties like that? What was your thought process? Just the look on your face, I thought you were just going to melt down.
You know what, TA? You know me well, sir, because I was just thinking Troy Polamalu and just, I was like, man, some of those dives up over the line at the goal lines. I mean, just. Dude was incredible and just had a knack.
Yeah.
And the way they played off each other and knew what their specialties were and, you know, who could run freely and who needed to cover their ass. I mean, we just don't see a whole lot of this, any of this, guys.
No.
And that's what's so frustrating.
Imagine Minka and Troy playing together.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know what you do offensively if you got both of them to worry about all over the place. Like,
Mount, what do? You lose.
That's you know what, Shane?
Well, you'd probably be all right if Terrell Austin was the defensive coordinator.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But you know what? You bring up a good point, Shane, because I sit and I've thought now for the last 3 years, why did we go out and get Minka when we don't even utilize him close to the potential that he could have as a Pittsburgh Steeler? Where's Dick LeBeau at when you need him to bring him in and pull the best out of his players? Because you can't tell me that we're getting the best out of Minka at this present time and moment, and we can't have him up there. Like,
they're just avoiding him entirely right now. He has to come up and play linebacker half the time. I think he leads the team in tackles. Like, he's just the guy who cleans up our messes, basically.
Yeah, he's the mess cleaner-upper, the cleaner.
But we need him to be the havoc wrecker. Not the cleaner upper.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And I guess that just leaves us with just a little old defensive tackle by the name of, are you ready, guys? Because I've been practicing this name all week. Justin. Can I leave it there? Or do you really want me to go with Mad Ubilkey? He was that he was ever Ubilkey him. Because when you Ubilkey him, as a defensive tackle, he's like a Wubookie, a rookie, that Star Wars singing Mabobby, a Wookie. Actually, I tell you what, guys. I mean, all kidding aside, this guy really is. He's only been in the league for 3 years, and he's turning out to be their Cam Hayward. Last thing we can do is afford to let him get in the backfield because he's going to cause havoc. He's going to get tackles for a loss. He's going to get the sacks. He's going to be the guy there to help field. Because they run a 3-4-2, that front three is supposed to plug and block holes and allow your linebackers to make the tackles. He does a fantastic job of feeding the running back to the linebackers as a 3-4 is designed to play. And
right.
This is a guy who can cause havoc.
Yeah, because honestly, I thought they might take a step backwards, especially with not bringing Calais Campbell back. You know, the guy that's been that cog in the middle for them for a couple years. And then this guy bursts on scene. I mean, they haven't skipped a beat. I mean, this guy's even more productive than Calais has been.
Well, and you also got to remember, too, they also brought in Clowney. So Clowney,
he's actually way better than anybody expected so far, yeah.
Yes, as an old guy, Clowney has really done a good job of filling in and working with the young guys. So, I mean, look, guys, this is it's Black and Blue week, man. That's all you got to say. It's Black and Blue week. They've got the players. We know it. I'm just saying that we have the players, too. Whether or not we bring the mentality, the physicality, we leave the high heels at home, or we come out in dresses, this is where we're at. So, JT, what do you have to say?
I say it all boils down to this as we get into our keys to victory segment. And thank you, gentlemen, for your breakdown on where we're facing. I mean, on offense, you know, we got to see something happen, man. I mean, we just have to. It all boils down. Let me sum it up. Physicality. We got to come out and punch the Ravens in the mouth. We need to draw first bruise. Well, not say the other word because, you know, we don't want to get whatever. But, you know, we need to go out and punch them in the mouth and show some dominance out there. Tired of this team looking like they're getting their asses whipped up and down the field on both sides of the ball. So it's time. And if we're going to win, we have got to we've got to show our dominance in this game physically, yeah. Like Tomlin called him.
I mean, I think my key to victory is we got for any chance for us to win this game, you have to have sustained drive. You have to keep that offense off the field.
No doubt. I mean,
this is the game that you have to win the time of possession to keep them off the field. But we have to finish drives. We need touchdowns. I don't need two Chris Boswell field goals. I need touchdowns.
For me, guys, like, this is partly because of Kenny's injury, right? They need to be able to run the football consistently. Because we've seen the splash plays from Najee this year. Believe it, like, that's the sad part, is he's had more explosive plays this year than he normally has in a season so far, right? But it's never consistent. One play, he's getting tackled before he even gets his legs going. The next, he has to run through two tackles, and then he can get 10 yards. Like, there's just no consistency there. So I want to see them come out and just establish something that works. And I think the thing that is more likely, especially with Kenny, you know, whether he plays, you know, or not, whether he says he's healthy or not, like, he's going to be limited more than normal. Get the run game going with both guys. Do whatever you got to do for that. You know, Washington's going to be starting tight end now. He's a better blocker than Pat. Like, obviously, he's played a decent amount, but now he should be the full-time guy out there. Run behind him, hopefully get him moving a little quicker so he doesn't run into the running back again this week. But do whatever you got to do to be able to run the football consistently. Take some pressure off Kenny, and then you can try to take your shots, right? That's whenever that might open up a little bit.
Uh-huh. All right, TA, what say you? Keys to victory, buddy. What is it?
It's time to develop an identity. It's enough pointing the fingers. It's enough saying it's Canada, it's Tomlin, it's Austin, it's whoever it is, the bus driver or the pilot who couldn't fly the plane from California to Pittsburgh without stopping to get barbecue. I'm tired of us pointing fingers at every single thing. This is not Steeler football. We are a smash mouth bunch of guys, and we have yet to develop our identity. We have yet to allow these young kids to come in and be the staple in the footprint of our franchise, whether that be Calvin Austin or I hate to say it, Joey Porter Jr. or even how about another, not Cam, but you know, his little brother. When do we get to see him play? Connor Hayward. Or how about Darnell Washington? My point is,
we have even tight ends on this team.
We do.
Yeah, right? They don't have just run into each other or the other team?
No. And we even have this other guy. He's like this mammoth guy. They call him George Pickens. He's ready to pick the ball from anybody just to get it in the end zone. We are not putting enough faith in these young kids, which is what we got them for, playmakers. Let them start making their name. This is the week they make their name, and they put the Steelers branding on who we are.
I certainly hope so. Certainly hope that that brand sticks. I want to see some bruises on the other side of the ball for a change, too. All right. Before we get into game predictions, guys, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but RIP Dick Butkus. Heard about his passing here late this afternoon. So rest in peace. Wow, what a story. What a franchise guy. What a story there.
One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I saw somebody post sacking former Steelers quarterback Dick Shiner in a game, which that was a fun moment probably for those two.
Oh yeah, I bet a lot of great moments.
Sounds like two dicks.
That was a great moment for me.
where are you going, freight train?
I think you know where I'm going.
All right. Well.
He's still looking for Gandolfini.
Yes. All right, predictions. Freight Train, you're at the top of the list. So
okay.
Get it out of your system, and let's get a prediction here.
I'm going to get it out of my system, all right, because I hate to say it, but I'm not picking this team to win another freaking game while Canada's still in town. I hate to be that way, but I'm a realist. I understand the magnitude of what's going on here. So I'm going to pick the Ravens win 28-6.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
He is still sore. He is still sore from last week's Raymond.
No, I didn't. Don't even get me started because I'm going to need about another freaking 30 minutes.
You know what? I'm pretty optimistic. I think if they don't come out and be the more physical team tomorrow, that the Ravens take this one 24-11.
Yeah. I don't even think Kenny's going to finish this game, to be honest with you.
That's not comforting thought either. But TA, you're up.
Look, this is Black and Blue Week. We got our ass handed to us. There's still a part of me that says that was WWE shit right there. God bless you, Bubba. But that was WWE shit last week. With that being said, this team is going to be fired the fuck up. And with that being said, I am looking at a 19-13 victory by the Steelers.
Man, they're so fired up. They put 19 points on the board. Wow. Yard burner.
It is a yard burner. But I'm with them.
Yeah, let's face it.
I will say if they scored 19, my bet at what it will be is 5 field goals and 2 safeties forced by the Steelers.
Right.
That'll get you 19 points, and you're good. Right? That's all you got to score.
And that's all that matters, Shane.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how you score, it matters you score, right? Yeah. I'd love to go on the train with you, TA, but I'm going to go on the freight train instead here with the prediction here. Yeah. 27-13. That's right, 27-13 Ravens. I don't trust this offense right now to do anything. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who the players are. Their ceiling is like 20 points in a good week, and I don't think it's a great week for the offense.
They're not built to come back.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said they're not built for comebacks.
No, they're not. Absolutely not. But I think the defense will fight hard. But again, like our corners, just they're not going to have to worry about the pass rush as much as normal because they have an actual offense coordinator now that knows, hey, I can just throw the ball to my receivers. They're going to be open after 2 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to face the same, you know, easiness that we've had in the past facing this team on defense because of that. And just it ain't going to happen this week. I hope that I'm wrong, but just doesn't.
Here's an interesting thing I wanted to bring up, and I just
Larry thinks they're going to go 38-33. Way to go, Larry!
That's a lot of defensive touchdowns.
Wow!
Ooh.
So you taking the over? Larry's taking the over on this one.
We're sorry, Gandalf. Go ahead, Lightning.
Okay. All right.
What do you guys think? Because I think the odds are pretty high that Mason Rudolph is actually active for this game and not inactive.
When will we know that?
Not until game time?
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. I think there's a high possibility.
You think it's a game? It's a little guessing game? I posted that in the PSF notes, the chat topic. You think it was the right move to play Kenny, or is it Tomlin just playing a guessing game?
They're reaching for anything.
Mitch and him split snaps in practice, didn't they? Didn't hear much about Mason Rudolph taking any snaps.
I still think, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there, I think Mason's a better quarterback than Mitch, honestly. Not like it's a big difference because they're both backups, but I think Rudolph's a better player, personally. Like, if we had to win a game this week, I would feel better about Rudolph doing it. I don't know. It's just where I'm at.
Well, Mitch just takes you right back to, like, early last year offense again. When he came back out, it was like all of a sudden, okay, give me that playbook, Kenny, and here's the Mitch book. You go ahead, Mitch. You have your book. And that book sucked. Sorry.
I think Mitch's book was The Little Engine That Could. I think I can.
He thought he could, but he certainly didn't. You know what? We were all at the back pushing up the hill for him, too.
Right. So I know. But
we did our part. It just didn't
happen. So, but yeah, I think so, too.
Too much boost in the caboose.
So I just want to come clean. But I'll do it next show. I want to see what happens.
All right. And Freight Train, it'll be okay if you want to wear your high heels next week. It's good.
Right.
You don't have to say you want to come clean. It's okay.
Okay.
So, you know what? We haven't addressed this, but yet, where's that new Steeler fan?
Her due date is tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So, tomorrow is the official due date. Yes. So, we'll see what happens. The last one was a late cooker too. So
10-6.
A late cooker.
Yep. 10-6, JT. Geez, thanks a lot.
That's the
remember. You know what it is, Freight Train? You haven't added any water. Make sure you baste it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna say you're leaving it in the crock pot too long. You gotta add some liquid there.
Right. Okay.
you gotta baste it. Yeah, if you're not basting it, it's going to come. It's not going to come out. You got to baste it, Freight Train.
You're talking like slip and slide.
If you don't baste it, you waste it.
You got it, buddy.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Sounds like an episode title there.
Next week. Next week when we get basted on
Next
Sunday.
Week we baste it or waste it. Which will it be? Find out next week. All right, guys. Hey, man, good to be with you again. And, looking for a more positive outlook than our predictions. But, you know, it's the eye test, and we've been watching these guys. I was telling my buddy at work, we've been watching these guys, Steelers, since before the Ravens were the Ravens. How about it, T.A.? And so,
absolutely.
You know, poo on you guys. But anyhow, they were gracious enough to allow us on the show, and they were – surprised, I thought, to find that we were as disappointed in our expectations so far with this team. I don't know why they wouldn't. I guess they haven't encountered some Steeler fans or too many to know that.
You'd be proud of me.
Have their shit together. So
you'd be proud of me, T.A. I did not go on because Mom always said if you didn't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Exactly, Freight Train.
It's rivalry. By
young Steelers. We were gracious guests.
Yes, we were. We didn't. Yeah. You know, we acted as gracious, like Shane said. We were guests, so we acted like well behaved guests.
Yeah. Proud of you guys holding it together.
Well, hey, it's going to hit the fan coming Sunday at 1:00. So be here. PSF.app. Yes. Go out and get the PSF app. Get your profile set, join the Steeler fan site, and get on here with us and watch a game with us. It's that fun, man. It's like we're all together in it. you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, we're all in it together. And it's been a lot of fun. It went faster than I thought it would. So look forward to catching you guys then. And then, of course, we'll be back Monday to recap the game as well.
And depending on what's going on in my household, JT, we might have dual play-by-play of what's going on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Well, wishing you the best, man. Yeah. Keep us posted on that. That said, all right, Steeler Nation, have a great one, man. Catch you guys later. Boys, it's been a pleasure.
Adios, amigos.
Steelers Nation, for those sure you rock it this weekend. Freight train, I ain't got time for your shit.
I just wanted to say, for non-Spanish listeners, that means friends.
Adios, amigos.
All right.
Como está ese?
Catch you later. Shane.
Que buen ocho, señorita.
That means go Steelers, girlies.
Go Steelers. Man, I lost her stuff.
What happened here? JT,
I don't know.
There we go. I did it for us.
Catch you later.
Check back next week into the Steelers realm.
I think she